this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning. You're listening to Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on the radio, Money Talks. I'm Matt Hames, here with the good Dr. Gene Hensler, Troy Harmon. Gentlemen.
Morning, Matt.
Good morning. Good afternoon on the day we're recording here.
Well,
I was playing along.
Right now, according to the weather forecast, will be the only time my wife and I will play golf together this week.
Saturday mid-morning, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's raining every other time.
Well, I hope you get Saturday morning, because there's been several times this week I've thought, well, maybe to – no.
I'm anxious, I'm anxious to sneak out, but I didn't play. I hit balls every day.
There you go. There you go.
I've been waiting for about 2 weeks to plant a garden. It'll probably be at least two more before I get it in.
Well, I got a raised garden, so that it tends to
settle pretty good.
Settle quicker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Enough about us.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about the economy. Again, what can I say? It is mixed.
Absolutely. The market was up a little bit this week, though. We had
Market's up for the year about 2.5%. So.
Right, 0.29 on the week. Energy actually is having a rebound. How do you like that?
I love it.
Who would have thought?
There's still. I do believe, checking into my list here for the year, it's still the worst performing, isn't it?
No, it moved to the middle of the pack.
It's middle of the pack
now. Yeah. It's positive. We've got energy up 2.97%
let me see that.
For the year.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, but you got 3.16 for the week, right? So that helped you.
Oh, it's utilities.
That's a big move.
Energies.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, if you look at gasoline, I had this as a note for one of our details here. Oil went from its low of 43.46 a barrel on March 17th up to where it is currently at $57.18 a barrel. So it's up 31.5% since March 17th. So a bit of a rebound in the oil patch.
Well, I'll match it with supply still up.
Right.
So it won't last long, and gas prices have been moving down.
That's true, yeah.
Again, stuff like that.
Yeah. Part of that, I think, is we had use was up 4.3% as inventories were up. So
yeah.
Demand is up higher than the supply, at least this month. Hasn't been the case lately.
What will also happen is that in countries, states like Georgia, Alabama, and stuff, the snows, people are out driving around a whole lot more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's sort of a season. I don't know if that was seasonal, but
I saw
the numbers on there. Producer price index?
Yep, up a little bit.
Yep.
Two basis points, 0.2%.
They pointed out the energy prices rose modestly, but food prices fell. Now, that's the producer price index. I'm looking for the stores to see what prices fell.
Right, yeah. Moving in that direction, too, you got to assume that's positive for the Federal Reserve potential to raise interest rates.
That was going to be my question. So does that increase the likelihood or give them more confidence? I mean, is that what this – if this continues?
Yeah, a little. I mean, 2 basis points is not enough to move it. But, you're moving in the right direction, I guess.
I don't think current price indexes matter to them much right now because they're so low.
Right.
I think what matters to them is the job market, if they start to see that. And I've got some thoughts on that, too.
Sure.
Retail sales jumped in March, ending a string of three declines, up 0.9% based on a surge in vehicle sales.
Right. And what's strange is there's another piece of that note. You know, I just mentioned that oil prices are up 31.5%. Since March 17th, but this is showing that if you take out gasoline stations, the growth was 4% because they had a significant decline in March.
Well, they also said that grocery stores were down.
I mean, how much of that gasoline station impact is coming from what's inside the C-store, right? I mean,
it could be some.
I think gas per se, but the
I think it's still overruled more or less by gasoline, but it does matter.
Can somebody explain to me what non-store retailers are?
electronics, maybe?
Yeah, no, electronics is in there.
Well, no, digital I'm saying, sale? Yeah, digital. Web. Yeah, digital retailers.
Online.
Store. Non-retail.
Yeah, when they're saying here, you know, gas stations, grocery stores, and electronics and appliance stores, that's like your Best Buy, the electronics.
Okay. The Beige Book, and most people don't know what the Beige Book is, but it's just a check of economic activities across every one of the Federal Reserve districts.
Right.
And all of them were basically up, but it was very modest growth.
Right.
Labor markets were continuing to improve. And surprise, surprise, I mentioned one of those last week, contacts report difficulties in finding skilled workers.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one of the reasons you...
Yeah, and then there's another note that says inflationary pressures on wages and prices. That inflationary pressures on wages is going to be going hand in hand with that difficulty in finding skilled labor as well.
Well, I'm very interested to see where that pressure is. You start taking into account that McDonald's raised everybody $9 an hour, whatever it is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the franchisees are going bananas.
Yeah.
They are going nuts. And they said it's a stab in the back. And then the other thing was is that the things that they want to change at corporate headquarters, quote, to make them cut up this and do this and do that, requires a large capital investment, which
right.
they don't have because their profit margin has been reduced, et cetera,
right.
et cetera.
Yep.
So this is going to be really—it's going to be really interesting to see how these problems with McDonald's work out.
Yep.
Could be like that story we had about Germany, where they started paying folks with the spa coupons. They're going to be paid in cheeseburgers. You
That's
think?
It.
French fries,
free lunch. Industrial production fell again. Okay.
Right.
Well, it was up in February about 0.1.
Right.
But it was a 0.6 deduction.
Yeah, but if you look at why, you get down to the utilities output, which fell 5.9%. It's weather related. That's the claim they're going to make. And in this case, it does make sense.
Well, let me tell you this. Then why in February did it rise 0.1?
Well,
because the utilities were pumping it all out. You think there would be a gain in the
exactly, yeah.
But there was. I mean,
it wasn't that much, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're saying that, and the manufacturing part of it was weaker than expected. And
right.
Again,
yeah.
that goes
had
along,
downward revisions.
Yeah, that goes
the past
that goes along with a lot of other things that we've seen industrial
right.
production.
Yeah.
Oil inventories were up, but not by a significant amount.
Right.
Usage was up in terms of all oil products across the board.
Right.
4.3%, but again, I don't know where that's weather related, but most of the people on the East Coast, New York and New York City and stuff like that, aren't they on oil?
They are, yeah. A lot of them still use oil to heat their homes.
Yeah, I can understand why. Housing starts, okay, they picked up a little bit in March. That would be expected.
Yep.
Some places you can't build.
Right, yeah.
You
look inside the numbers, and this is going more toward individual homes now instead of multifamily. It says that multifamily kind of overbuilt is basically what it sounds like to me, trying to work off some of the inventory. And if you read deeper, the starts for single-family homes, the permits were higher in March as well. And multifamily fell off a little bit.
Well, a lot of people have got a chance to get out.
Right.
You know, still up in, like, I come from Michigan. Right now, you still got snow covering.
That's right.
Most everything up there, really.
Right.
And, but as you move further south, maybe into Cincinnati and down, now that stuff's gone away. People go out and look for houses. And stuff.
Sure.
Maybe guys may even break ground because it's not frozen solid.
Yeah.
Well, I still believe there's a lot, and you made a comment, people get a chance to get out, meaning out of their house a little bit to get out and look. But I think the spring sales market's going to be more active this time. I think, you know, I've been paying attention to it just locally here in the Metro Atlanta area, and tons of listings. Everybody who has tried to weather the storm in the last several years where
you see lots of new listings out there now?
Yeah. Every time I pull up, you know, whether it's Zillow or Realtor.com or Path Post, any of these that I use that are apps on the phone, every time it's just there's new listing after new listing after new listing. And I think there's a good number of people that are looking to take advantage of, okay, I've gotten back some of the equity I lost.
And it's a perfect time. If you look now, made an offer on the house, and by the time you close, the kids are out of school.
That's right. The seasonality of it's going to be interesting to watch
yeah.
the spring market.
Yep. Interest rates fell all across the board.
Yep. All the way 30-year mortgage down 3 basis points to 3.79 from 3.82. So buying that house could be a little cheaper now than it was last week.
Okay.
Anyway.
We'll come back and talk about some individual companies, and we'll talk a little about our project for the week.
Yeah, case study. We're going to talk about robo-advisors. Hot topic in our industry.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are probably hearing a lot about it too, or just starting to at least. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. You're listening to Money Talks.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.